and your answers will be answered by me. So press star 2 to raise your hand to get your question answered. And then also, if you want to do a check-in, I mean, we're 10 weeks in. Some of you are I haven't heard from for a while. I'd love to get a check-in to hear how you're doing and just get a check-in on how you are 10 weeks into this whole journey. All right? So who would like to start? Anyone just press star 2 to get her going? I know you guys are just eager and ready to rock. All right. Who's this? Oh, I keep doing that. Okay. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Jennifer Gilchrist in Sacramento.
Oh, look at you launching your first teleclass. How's it going?
I know. I'm doing great. Thank you. I know, the technology part, that's the biggest growth for me. I think it's just learning how to get all that set up. So that's been really good and fun to experience. So my question about this topic today is, so the money that you're talking about, do you generally include a hotel? I mean, like, what all includes? Like, I understand that the day, but do you typically set them up with a place to stay, or, you know, what else is involved with the fee usually?
Oh, okay. So usually I don't pay for their lodging or their airfare. I could request places that they could stay, but no. I've never had that, just because people can be kind of picky, and then they're not happy, and then they complain the food was bad, or the bed sucked, and then it's on you.
Yeah, I was just curious, because I've seen some people, I'm sure, I guess it's a choice, but I was just, of course, you want to add in all those extra expenses on top of that when you figure out your total, if you were
right.
To help. Okay, yeah, that's great. Thank you. That was just kind of my question. Some of the ones I looked at did include it, and I thought, gosh, that's $1,000, you're going to cut into your income quite a bit.
Totally. So how's it going? Tell us more about your teleclass and what your business, what you got going on.
Well, the teleclass, I'm excited to hold space about busting through the visibility issues, because I've noticed, especially for myself, even kind of taking it to this level of being online, you know, I'm hitting another level of that myself. So I was just excited to help create a space and a group that's actually going to be hands-on and interactive, where we will be working through a lot of the things that come up for people. I'll be having lots of, so on the call, I guess, that's the program I'm offering. So the call is just going to be supporting, looking at some of the basic fears and helping to give some tips on how they can work through them. And then I'll be offering a group program So I really kind of want to see how that all works. Part of it is learning how to hold space for the group program online. I do a lot of individual work here, so it's kind of going to be an interactive online classroom situation where we'll be working through a lot of the things that come up together. I'll be doing some healing work at the same time as a group, some journaling. So it'll be based, that's kind of how the program's going to be laid out. And then I'm going to follow up with working the inner stuff along with bringing their outer self to kind of match their inner self. Because a lot of times I think there's a mismatch with how your inner self and your outer self is being seen. And so I'll follow through with a lot of tips on bringing them into present time with their outer appearance as well. And they'll be receiving like a full makeup lesson, video guide, and all kinds of other things to help express that into the world. So that is the plan.
Cool.
Still working it all out. But I have it pretty much outlined out, and I'm excited. But I kind of like to do the interactive classroom, so I'm looking into some different I don't know if you've ever used Adobe Connect or anything like that, or if you have any tips. I'm looking into a few different options for how to exactly hold the space.
For the group, well, you could do Google Hangouts.
Okay. Let's check it out.
That's the way where everyone could see each other.
Okay.
You can always do Skype, but I think Google Hangouts are better nowadays.
Okay, I'll look into that, because that's something I haven't really done a lot of yet. Awesome, thank you.
Well, your program sounds amazing.
Thank you, I'm excited. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, and have you, so when do you launch the program? When does the program start?
The program is for August 28th, so it'll be 5 weeks.
Nice. All right. Well, I will be holding space for you to rock it out and let us know how we can support you.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you. Well done.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Bye. All right, loves. Who else is next? Press star 2. Give me an update. Oh, yeah. Lise, we haven't heard from you in a while. Hi, Lise.
Hi, Amanda. How are you?
I'm so well. How about you?
Oh, I've been crazy busy. I've been coming and going. I just got back yesterday after a 10-day backpacking trip.
Oh, fun.
Climbing the highest mountain west coast. So,
which mountain is that? Mount Whitney?
Yeah.
I summited it before. I have, yeah. It's
gosh,
gorgeous. It's amazing.
It is gorgeous. I was sort of like a little stressed about the whole altitude stuff. But anyway, it feels good to be back down, grounded. And so I apologize. I've missed a couple of classes. I have to go back and listen. And because what I'm working on is not exactly creating classes in the same way that most everyone else is, my questions are a little bit different. You know, I mean, how I'm working with my sister to set things up or, you know, get ongoing clients or create packages and things like that. It's just a little bit different than everyone else. But I love it because I feel like there's a lot of really exciting ways that you have opened up my mind to the possibility of creating packages, of organizing things in a way that allows for more abundant possibilities going forward. So that's very enlightening. And I have a – what's that?
I love it.
Oh, good. Well, that's thanks to you. But I have like right now we have like three clients who are very interested in us and we're not sure we're interested in them. And it sounds so, you know, kind of strange, but I think it's just trying to stay true to your alignment and what you're thinking about in terms of like, you know, who I see as our ideal clients down the road. And I feel like, well, these clients aren't what I'm thinking, but there is an opportunity there. And I don't know how to make that opportunity work other than, you know, like, oh, do you just turn away and walk away from it? Or I don't know if that makes sense or how I can.
Yeah. So what is your, tell me what your question is, because that will help me a little more.
I guess
reframe your question because I'm not really getting it.
Okay. I guess it is having like how do you ultimately determine which clients you should take on and which ones you shouldn't? If I'm feeling that like kind of questioning the clients who are interested in us right now because I feel like they're maybe not the right fit, is, you know, what's the right thing to do? Turn them away, say, oh, well, you know.
Good question. Beautiful. Well, my coach would always say we're defined more by what we say no to than what we say yes to.
Ah, that's a very good way to think about it.
You know, and if you're not having a good feeling, there's money, it's not worth it. If you don't have a good feeling, you know in your gut it's a no, but you're doing it for the money. That is what gets people in trouble. I mean, it'll be such a leak on your energy and your time. And, oh, geez, it's not worth it. Like the sleepless nights and the, you know, so just always listen to your intuition. That's all you can do.
Yeah.
Just really tune in. Because you didn't, I mean, just the sleepless nights alone, it's just not worth the money. And, like, and when you say no, you're really informing the universe what you are available for.
Yeah. Well, that's a super, I mean, I know you touched on that earlier, but I think it's just hard when they're like, hi, we want you, we want you, we want you. And then you're like, oh, but I don't really want you. What should I do here? So
it's an intimate situation. It's a different thing if it's a product where it gets shipped off to them or they get the downloadable e-course. That's different. But if it's an intimate high, you know, a project you're really working on for a long time, forget about it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's just, it wouldn't be worth it. It would not
okay.
be fun.
Okay, that, I think that's very, very helpful. Thank you. And I'm so sorry I've missed your the last couple of classes, but I'm going to catch up this week and catch up with my homework. But thank you, thank you.
Yeah, and I'm looking forward to seeing you in next month.
I know. Yeah, and I got my sister to come. Woohoo!
Nice.
Yeah, I'm so excited. She's really excited, too. I have to make hotel reservations next, but at least we're signed up. We're coming.
Okay, rock on. Can't wait.
Yeah?
Yeah, I need to remind you all that you need to get your hotel this week. Like by the 20th of August. Are you there?
Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, I was like, no.
Yeah.
So, yeah, and it's newparkresort.com, and then tell them that you're with the Amanda Moxley event.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Well done. I can't wait to meet you. Give you a big old squeeze.
And
keep going on your homework, and be back on next couple weeks for your questions, okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. Who else has a question? Calling once, twice, three times a lady. And I know. Who's got it? Who's got it? I could sing to you, but I just don't think that's a good idea. You can press star 2 to answer, to get your questions asked. I'm going to tell you while I have the moment. I am doing another. So I did the live stream last week. I was telling you all about that. And I did the live stream, which I loved. However, the server crashed because there were so many people on the site. And then there was technology issues, even though we had tested a bunch the day before and the technology was working. And that I really appreciate all your love and your support, by the way. So many of you were like, good job, Amanda. And you were communicating with me during the whole meltdown. And what I want to share is that I'm doing an encore call on Wednesday. So, and I'm also modeling for you. You have a blow up like this. You don't let it stop you. You just keep going and just do it again, you know? So I'm doing it again on Wednesday. If you all, I got great feedback that the wealth wheel that I shared was so juicy off the hook, which it is. It's literally this wealth wheel. These 5 secret keys to unlock your money channels, lots and lots of content. Of course, I'm previewing the live event, and there is that call to action to it, but it's good modeling for you to see and to watch, you won't be seeing me, but to just, hey, okay, this is my mentor, this is how she's doing these things. That will really support you for when you are doing your launches. So you're already registered, you'll get the details, okay? So I don't see any hands raised. I'm cool with ending early if you all are. I am here for you. I will go to the Q&A. No one is on the webcast asking questions. Okay, so no one's got their hand raised. Well, that's a bummer. Well, everybody, it's been a beautiful day. Are you guys just lost in your $20,000 vision right now, like you're off in your VIP day land? Anyway, I believe in you, and I'm so grateful for you and this opportunity to share and to teach and to see each and every one of you rising up and really receiving and serving at a high, high level. I wonder if there's any other questions. Otherwise, let's go use these 15 minutes to really, you know, plan out your VIP days and start marketing and getting money in the door and supporting people and being of service. Okay, going once, going twice, star 2. And that's a wrap. All right. Lots of love, everybody. I'm officially going to hang up. Okay. It's happening. No hands are raising. Okay. No one. Going once, going twice, going 3 times. See ya. Just kidding. Have a good day wherever you guys are in the world. Namaste. Bye.